Hello and welcome to another episode of AIM on Sheeran's Pirate Radio. Today we have the most special and illustrious guest, my girlfriend, Bridget Kearns. Bridget, thank you for joining us on your first ever podcast.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Great for you to be here in our apartment. I wanted to start off talking about the end of the year, 2023 is quickly coming to a close. What are your overall thoughts on the year? Anything happened to you that changed your life for the better? Other than meeting me, of course.
quite a lot actually happened in 2023. Both of my nephews turned one. It's been really awesome seeing both of them grow up. I also did pretty well at work, which was very rewarding. It's been a dream job for a while now, so getting to have celebrated my first year back in July, my 1 year anniversary, it was really awesome to see the growth that I've had at work and meeting you and
most
having my first roommate.
Yeah. I've never lived outside of the house before this year, so it's been definitely an adjustment. But one that I enjoy more and more every day, living with you. So, we also this year went on our first real trip together. But before we get to that, what are some of your goals for 2024?
I think continuing to do pretty well at work and getting back to a normal workout routine, whether that's running or doing some Peloton rides, just being consistent because I've had trouble with consistency.
Okay, that's a good goal. I have some fitness goals and work goals too. I'd like to finish the half marathon this year, sign up to run on St. Patrick's Day. So I'm looking forward to that. I'd like to get as close to 2 hours as I can and just do a good job with that. And then like to have continue coaching and doing well with that, score as many points as we can at the outdoor national meet, as well as find a consistency in a social work position. So those are my 2024 goals. So, as I almost got to, we were going to talk about our trip to Disney and kind of what we did and how it came about. So you're definitely, I would say, a Disney family. What are some of your early memories going to Disney, and how has that those trips changed as you gotten older?
Early memories of Disney, I mean, that's kind of where my family would always go on vacations. So definitely a lot of memories of, like, my first ride. One that sticks out to me, which is funny, I don't know why it always makes me think of Disney, but I tried strawberries for the first time at Crystal Palace in Magic Kingdom when I was younger with my aunt. That was, I think, my earliest memory at Disney. And then
did you like the strawberries?
I did.
Okay, good.
And it's different in a lot of ways, not even just the looks. Like, every single park has gotten a facelift from, you know, when I was young. I think the one that looks the most different, I would say, is Animal Kingdom. But it also is just a different kind of trip when you are a kid versus when you're an adult. I don't really wait on lines to meet characters unless it's Mickey anymore. Mm-hmm. I like to do most of the rides and eat some good food. And kind of just enjoy Florida and relaxing. And, you know, when I was a kid, it was all about waiting on the lines. And I was in there in the parks for 16 hours sometimes. I don't know how my parents did it because I always need a break and take a nap. I think, there have been some things that have remained the same, like places that we like to go to eat have remained the same. kind of like first thing that I always want to do is go see Mickey Fantasmic when I get to Hollywood Studios and stay for the day and finish out the night with that. Yeah, it's a lot of different things.
I know the Fantasmic show was big for you, and I really enjoyed seeing you get to watch your favorite show. But what I also wanted to mention was, for those who know me, they know I have been, for all of my life, very much anti-roller coaster, very afraid, very like, oh, you guys go ahead, have fun, just ready to stay off the roller coasters. And I never thought that would change. What made you so motivated to get me on a roller coaster?
I kind of just wanted you to see that it's not too scary. And when you said that you never actually went on a roller coaster, it was like, all right, well, we have to try at least one. And if you tried it and you really hated it, I wouldn't have pushed again. But you seem to not be too scared, and you actually liked a couple, which was nice. Mm-hmm. And there's some that you didn't like, so we don't have to do those ones again. But you seem to be more of an indoor roller coaster fan than outdoor.
I really enjoyed Rock and Roller Coaster, the Rolling Stone ride.
That's Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. Oh, because we were talking about Rolling Stone. But Aerosmith, same thing. Don't worry. Yeah, but I had a lot of fun, and I give you a lot of credit for persevering and not letting me give up and take the easy way out of going on a roller coaster. So credit to you. One thing, obviously, anyone who's listened to this podcast know, I've been a runner since I was, you know, younger than 10 with the Sciasta Track Club. But we're planning on doing some races this year. What got you started back in the day running? Talk about your first running experience.
I grew up as a swimmer, so I actually hated running. So growing up swimming my whole life, running a mile just kind of seemed impossible. And then stopped swimming competitively when I was about 18. Didn't really have a consistent anything for competitive wise. And once COVID hit, I got hit with COVID pretty early, 2 days after the world shut down, is when I got the diagnosis, and I was stuck in a room for about 6 weeks. So, started to do more walks, and then I kind of thought, you know, while everyone is probably just like sitting in their house, not really doing too much, I wanted to try something new. And I was working for the Yankees at the time, and they had a virtual 5K or 10K. And in my head, I thought that a 5K, a little over 3 miles, wouldn't be that hard. So I started training for it. I was very wrong. It is kind of hard to do a 5K. But sure. My first race was with both of my brother-in-laws, and they were really motivating. They were really awesome. And helping me stay at a steady pace and getting me across the finish line, and just kind of really enjoyed having something, you know, having an event to train for and something to do.
For sure. So coming up this February, you have the Disney Princess 5K. You were nice enough to include me in your training and actually let me help coach you. We'll see how the decision pans out. Remains to be seen. But talk about a little more about that race at Disney.
My sister Megan did it a few years ago, and I had to stay back because I was either at school or working. And it's just a race that I've always wanted to do. I've never done an actual, like, in-person race. They've always been virtual, so I'm always just kind of racing against myself, which is nice, but I really have wanted to do like an in-person race with other people there. And you know, it's Disney, so it's something that I really love, and I know it's going to be a lot of fun. So I was supposed to do it this past February, but the day that registration went up is when I got the call that I had been hired for my job, and I missed registration, which I was not too angry about, but this year I was determined to get it, and got on for registration pretty early and got it, and very excited to see what a Disney race has to offer.
For sure. I'm excited to go down there with you and help you out as much as I can. I obviously am a college coach, but coming from like a different background for you, I find like I look at every athlete as a different puzzle to try to help them succeed. So kind of putting that together, and as we train more and more, I'll get better and better with helping you out. So I'm excited for that. Thank you again for joining me for the first time, your first podcast, joining me on my podcast, something that's important to me. Like I said on the last episode, I'm going to try to do one once a month in 2024, at least once a month. So 12 episodes next year, slacked a little bit in 23, back on the good side of 24. Before I let you go, two more questions or signature questions here at Prior Radio. You do have to pick one, celebrity or athlete, living or past, that you would choose to have dinner with.
I think I'm going to pick Branch Rickey, because, you know, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier, but he was the man behind the scenes to make it happen. And he was the only manager or owner at that time that had the guts to kind of break the unwritten law that it was a white man's game. And I'm sure that he, just like Jackie, got a bunch of, you know, threatening letters and death threats. And, you know, his early life was very interesting as well. And I'd like to learn a little bit more about that. And just kind of, I think it would just be interesting to hear his perspective on, you know, why he did what he did, and then how it changed his life once Jackie was completely accepted into baseball, and, you know, how that affected Branch Rickey's life, and if it was what he was expecting and wanting, bring Jackie into the major leagues.
It's a great answer. It's the first time we've had Branch Rickey, but definitely a worthy answer. I know Bridget has a Jackie Robinson jersey and is a big, likes the Dodgers, but has some relations to the Brooklyn Dodgers. And, yeah, big baseball fan in general. So great, great answer. A little lighter, easier question, although maybe not, because I know you're a big music person. What would you like your outro song to be? Pick one song. No pressure.
Have a nice day by Bon Jovi.
All right. Have a nice day, everyone. We'll catch you next time.